In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends of Christ, we have just celebrated Christmas on Christmas Eve and yesterday on Christmas Day. And today we are back in church to continue our celebration of the gift God has given to the world. And most important to each one of us, the gift of Jesus Christ. With our focus in these days on the amazing reality that at Christmas God came down to earth, today is important to remember that this gift prepares us for heaven. This may sound a little out of season because being prepared for heaven is something we talk about more at Easter or maybe ascension when Jesus ascends back to heaven. Yet we know very well that the birth of Christ Jesus has everything to do with our preparation for heaven. The truth is that for us to be in heaven someday, we need Jesus coming to earth. Because without his coming, we cannot have peace with God. And that peace with God is the key element of the gospel, and therefore also the key to heaven. So let's all be very clear about this. We are prepared for heaven because our Savior brings us peace with God. We are prepared for heaven because our Savior brings us peace with God. This peace with God is something that all men, women, and children need. As, you know, we heard in the children's message, you know, we need this. Because all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All people by their sins have earned eternal death and damnation. And this truth about the sinful condition of all people is a discordant tune in the eyes of the world. Christmas isn't supposed to be a time of thinking about sins and punishment. Come on. It's supposed to be a time of joy and goodwill toward all men, isn't it? For many people, Christmas is a holiday and a time of tradition for the family and nothing more. Many people don't know Jesus as the great gift that God has given to the world. In fact, Jesus sort of gets in the way of the fun and festivity if you take him and his words too seriously. Of course, I'm talking about the grown-up Jesus, the baby Jesus, wrapped in swaddling cloths, laying in a manger. Oh, he's so cute and adorable. That image of Jesus, many in the world embrace and remember in a nostalgic sort of way. Even the Holy Family is an image that's viewed kindly. After all, it is an illustration of family. And Christmas is a time for family, isn't it? And how the people of the world love the gift-given part of Christmas. I mean, merchants love it because the success or failure of their company often depends on the Christmas shopping spree. The recipients of the gift-given love it because of the gifts they get. Unless, of course, they don't get the gift they have been longing for. The sad part about all the gift-given is the lack of understanding of the great gift that God has given to the world. Most people don't know they need a Savior. They only see a little baby, remember him for this time of the year, and then forget about him until it's time for another Christmas celebration. Honestly, there are many who doesn't see Jesus at all, because their Christmas celebrations center around a fat beard man in a red suit. The vast majority of the people of the world take no thought and have no knowledge of the eternal ramifications of the birth of Jesus Christ. And of equal concern is the reality that even for some Christians, some of us get caught up in the frenzy and glitter of Christmas without taking time to reflect on the gift of God and the eternal ramifications of the gift of Jesus. The birth of Jesus is a joyous reality because it was prophesied and promised by God for many years prior to its fulfillment. That's why Simeon and Anna were so happy and rejoiced upon seeing that Christ child, as we read in our gospel reading from Luke chapter 2. They had been waiting and longing for the Savior. When Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple, they didn't just see a little baby, they also saw their Savior. They saw the Savior of mankind. Simeon and Anna, by the power of the Holy Spirit, saw and knew the great gift of God to them and to all mankind. Simeon points out the universality of God's grace when he states in what we know as the Nunc Dimittis that we just sang and that we say very often here in church right after communion. The reading says, "Lord, now you are let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Notice that this salvation is not only for God's people Israel, the Jews, but also for the Gentiles. We know this to be true because God tells us that he desires all people to come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. Remember, we are prepared for heaven because our Savior brings us peace with God. The birth of Christ is a great blessing because Jesus, true God, became incarnate so that he might live perfectly under God's law and satisfy that law for all mankind. Jesus being presented to God at the temple is part of that. Jesus had to live willingly and perfectly under the law of God as a man in order to experience the law of God in the same way that we experience it. He had to be able to be tempted as we are tempted. And Jesus was tempted in every way that you and I are tempted. He is truly human. Jesus lived perfectly under the law of God without ever sinning. And in fulfillment of the law, he took on the sins of all mankind so that he once and for all could pay their price on the cross completely. We are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. And so we can say with Simeon that we are able to depart in peace. Because through faith in Christ Jesus, we know that we are at peace with the Heavenly Father. And we are certain of our eternal salvation. And we, as believers in Christ Jesus, are enabled by the Holy Spirit to show goodwill toward our fellow men by sharing with them the truth of who Jesus is. So, speak to those whom you know who don't know the eternal ramifications of the birth of Jesus. Help those around you know that preparation for heaven comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Not only the baby Jesus, but also the resurrected Lord Jesus. Remember that the hope of Anna and Simeon is tied up in Jesus' work on their behalf as well as ours. Christmas must never be separated from Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection on Easter. Anna and Simeon were so joyful because by the power of the Holy Spirit, they believed in the Christ and they believed in their heavenly home. And notice from Luke chapter 2 that Anna and Simeon then witnessed of the Christ to the point that we get their witness today in his word. So important for all of us and also for all of those that still need to hear it. God bless you and empower you as you share with others the joy you know in Christ Jesus. This reality that you are prepared for heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.